This is VOA News. I'm Gene Randall. Russian media are reporting that the government is resigning after President Vladimir Putin announced to Parliament his plan for a series of fundamental changes to the country's constitution. Revealing the mass resignation, Russian Prime Minister Dmitry Medvedev said Putin's idea would affect the country's balance of power between the executive, legislative, and judicial branches. Medvedev and his team have been asked to stay on until a new government is in place. Iran says the future of the 2015 nuclear agreement depends on Europe. This after Britain, France, and Germany accused Tehran of breaking key restrictions under the accord and triggered a dispute resolution mechanism. Speaking in India, Iran's Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif restated long-standing complaints about Europe not living up to its economic promises under the nuclear deal, especially its refusal to buy Iranian oil. The treaty suffered a severe blow when President Trump took the United States out of the accord in 2018. It will make history for only the third time a U.S. president will go on trial in the Senate. The Democratic House of Representatives will vote today to send its two articles of impeachment against Donald Trump to the Republican-led Senate. We'll get a report from AP correspondent Sagar Meghani.
GOP Chief Mitch McConnell says he's aiming for Tuesday after running into Republican opposition for a plan to simply dismiss the charges.
Our members feel that we have an obligation to listen to the arguments.
He's also under growing pressure to call fresh witnesses.
If you want the truth, you have to have witnesses. You have to have documents.
Democratic leader Chuck Schumer says more Republicans are coming around to that idea, though McConnell says it's too early to decide on allowing new testimony. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
To stay up to date on all the world's news, we invite you online to our website, voanews.com. For your listening convenience, there is also a convenient, easy-to-use mobile app. From Washington, this is VOA.